My name is Wendy Nicholson, and you're listening to the second episode of the Virtual Light Podcast. My guest today is Judy Rickey. I met Judy a few months ago, and she lives nearby, so I actually was able to do this interview in person with her at my home. Judy is a professional organizer, and her energy and her enthusiasm for her business and for life is contagious. I think you're going to enjoy this episode. I'm sure you're going to also learn something from her, and I encourage you to get in touch with her if you'd like to. I will put her contact information into the show notes. Thanks so much for listening. Welcome to the first interview I'm going to be having right now with Judy Rickey. And she is a local businesswoman that I've met in the last few months. And it's been a fantastic time meeting new people. And I'm going to ask her a few questions about her business. Judy, what's the name of your business?
The name of my business is Clutter Relief Services.
What kind of services do you offer?
So I'm a professional organizer, and I offer a team approach to downsizing seniors, clearing estates, moving, the packing and the unpacking of the moves, and also I set up online auctions and also help overwhelmed moms. So basically anyone that needs help with their clutter, but I like to work in the bigger projects.
That sounds fascinating. I'm sure you have quite a few stories of going into people's homes and seeing all of their stuff that they've collected over the years, and you're able to help them deal with the clutter and help them have a little bit more peace of mind at the end of the day, hopefully. What were you doing career-wise when you first started this business?
So before I started the business in 2010, I ran a home daycare for 6 years when my two daughters were growing up, and then we moved up to Hamilton, and I decided to become a professional organizer, partially because I had used the services in my daycare during a point where my father-in-law was living with us, and he was very ill with cancer, and I was very overwhelmed in my house between the kids, and I had two dogs, and I had a husband who worked all the time, and I was able to get some help from a local professional organizer and her team, and it really enlightened me that there was even this profession available. And I kind of thought, well, if I get out of the daycare field, which is what I went to school for, I would possibly enjoy doing this, helping people control their own clutter.
So you had a little bit of experience benefiting from a professional organizer yourself, and you could see that this is worth it and that you could help other people with it. If you were having a home-based business with people coming into your home, then you've got to declutter your house at that point. Okay, so what's a typical day like for you, say when you're going into somebody's house? And I guess you do assessments first and then actually in somebody's house. How do you go about deciding what you're going to do to help them?
So usually I'll try to do assessments either on the phone or in person. If I do it on the phone, I usually try to get the clients to send me pictures because I need to know exactly what their idea of clutter is, because many people will say they have a lot of clutter and then I can't see it in the pictures, or they say I don't have that much and I can't see the floor. So everyone's viewpoint is different. But when we go into the house, say I estimate a day with a team of four and we're working on different areas in the home, I would have the team come in and we'd go through the house, and I would probably put two of us in one area of the home and then the other two with the client usually being there. Possibly also other members of the family that are helping out. Sometimes the kids help out, sometimes the spouse helps out as well, which is great because they can help make more decisions. It's a day of decisions, and it's very tiring on your brain for both us and for the clients. However, the end result is fantastic, and they just feel that such a weight has gone and we take the items out. We take loads to donation drop-offs to charities. We can take hazardous waste and e-waste, and we can take metal and recycling, if there's a whole bunch of it, to the dump. And we also can sell some items for people sometimes, if that's an option, or we get people to put it online while we're there. And so we do that. We basically set things together like with like, and then we get the client to make the decisions, and then we distribute it to the appropriate places and get it out of there. And we kind of clean up as we go along. So we're not cleaning people, but we can, you know, have usually a jar of Lysol wipes and we go for it, because oftentimes things have been sitting there for a long time and it's got lots of dust, or sometimes it's got bugs and things that you don't really want. We've seen it all, and we're not afraid of hard work or dirty work. We do have appropriate gear when necessary. So we just really enjoy making a difference in these people's lives and helping families, oftentimes who their parents are living in another area than they are, and the kids are really too busy with their own lives to help out their parents. So we do that for them, and that really eases everybody's stress levels. That's one of the reasons I enjoy so much what I do.
So you can help like a family, or what you're mentioning, an elderly person who's maybe downsizing and the adult kids don't want to necessarily have to do that job. So you could help seniors, you can help families, basically anybody who has stuff that needs to be moved, and you can help make the decisions with them and for them. And you have connections with that online auction, Max Sold, and the junk removal and the realtors, anybody else that you're partnering with?
We have handyman, stagers, realtors, we have mortgage brokers, basically painters, anybody that you need services for your house, we can find for you. And we also help people that have illnesses that prevent them from organizing, such as anxiety, depression, bipolar, also people in chronic pain. We help a lot of those people because they just can't go up and down the stairs, or they don't have enough energy to get through a couple of hours of session on their own. So what we do is that we help keep the clients focused on the task at hand. And we do often take breaks for them, and we often change it up a little bit so that they're not so intense in one area of the home, because that can be very emotional at times when they're going through their items. So we definitely help a lot of people going through life transitions in general, not just downsizing seniors, but also people that have gone through divorce, or they've had a car accident, or they've moved across country, things like that, that affects their abilities or their knowledge, or they don't have the resources in the area they're in. So we help with all of that to get the job done.
And you have a background education in psychology, is that right?
I have my early childhood diploma and also my Bachelor of Arts in psychology, yes.
Has that helped you in this job, do you feel?
Yes, definitely. The psychology degree has definitely helped. And I also work with kids as well. And when I'm working with families with young kids, I can help to ascertain what they actually need and what is good kind of to keep in way of toys and things, also from my years in my own daycare, just knowing what things work. And while I'm doing the session, I also talk with the clients in regards to trying to get the people in your lives to not buy you so much and not buy your children so much, and to work on giving them experiences and giving them your time. So it's much, much more beneficial for a grandparent to take a kid out for the day, to go to the movies, maybe go out for lunch and just really talk to them, than it is for you to get, you know, a dollhouse that they're going to be interested in for a year and they will forget about, and it just sits in your home creating clutter. So I do talk to the clients about ways that you can give gifts without actually giving material things.
Yeah, that's excellent, because a lot of times our society does not encourage experiences as much as it encourages materialism and consumerism and buy, buy, buy. It happens to be Black Friday that we're recording this, and all of the ads on the radio, everything is related to buying things, and it just fills up our house so much. So could you imagine yourself doing this when you were young? What were some of the goals that you had in life for a career?
So as I was growing up, I really always wanted to be a teacher. That was my goal. I really loved school, especially grade school. And the other thing that I really wanted to do well was to be a mom. And so not really big professional goals. I did try to get into teacher's college when I was in university. And when I didn't, I switched my focus to early childhood. So I did a joint degree. And I would never have thought of this. No, my dad would, I think he probably laughed when he found out I was being a professional organizer, because he remembers having to pack up the stuff on my floor and putting it in garbage bags and hiding it in his closet because I would not pick up off my floor all the clothing and items that I gathered. And it was a small bedroom, but I started to seep into other areas of the house as I got older and started working at a gift store, and then had to buy many things, which over the years I realized that I didn't need, but they were pretty and I wanted them and I was making money. So I'm really trying to teach my kids, doesn't always work, but trying to teach them the importance of experiences rather than possessions. Just, you know, one more thing you have to move when you move out, and dust, and keep track of. And I know now from experience that it wasn't worth it. So yeah, I love what I do now, but I would never have pictured this job or this career, or even actually being a businesswoman and a successful businesswoman when I was younger. I'm the first person in my family who's owned a business, and it was actually not thought of as a viable option for me as a career.
Probably a lot of us did not plan on being where we are right now at this age. And you just celebrated a birthday this week. If you could go back in life and tell your 20-year-old self something, what sage advice would you give on this birthday week of yours?
So when I was 20, I was in university and I had just broken up from I was engaged to my high school boyfriend, and decided that that wasn't going to be the right path for me. So I don't know what I guess I would have probably told myself to just love myself. Like, just do what makes me happy and not what makes other people happy. Do what I wanted and not what society wanted. And I know over the years, I've definitely kind of gone against some of the norms of what society expects us to be doing at a certain age or a certain time frame. And I just have learned a lot of lessons over the years. But yeah, just maybe, you know, don't rush into marriage. Don't try to find a guy just because you're lonely, just because you want to have kids. Like, just do what makes you happy, and then the people will start to come into your life that deserve you and that need you and that are willing to walk beside you. And that's what I think I would have said.
It's very sage advice. Thank you. Who are some people, or is there one particular person in your life that's been like the most inspirational you can think of? It could be somebody you've met recently. It could be somebody who's been constant through your life thus far. It could be a celebrity that has really influenced you. It could be several people too.
Yes, definitely several people. Over the last few years, I've been networking a lot more in the community. I'm in the Hamilton community and also Burlington. Definitely there's been some moms that I've really looked up to over the years that have given me ideas and just inspiration on how to deal with things with my own kids. For business owners, there's one in particular that has become a real success. Her name's Julie Cole, and she's one of the owners of Mabel's Labels. And she, since I've met her when she had young kids, we were both in a mom's group together online before Facebook. And she was just getting started with this label company, and now it's grown so much. And she has become a public speaker. She does presentations all over the world now, and she is just such an inspiration. And that's kind of a field that I would really like to go into, is more of being a presenter and a public speaker, and just being able to inspire people to chase their dreams and do what makes them happy, and just be that person that you looked up to, I guess. So yeah, she's definitely been someone that's kind of been on my radar, as well as other people that have started their own business and have been successful that I know or I have known over the years. Some people that have written books that I know, just a lot of people in my life that have shown me support and continue to show me support. They are definitely ones to inspire me. And of course, always wanting to do better for my own kids, always wanting to show my daughters that you can do anything and that your life is so important and that you can be whoever you want to be, and you can make a difference in this world. So even if you're one person or one high school or one group, you can make such a huge difference, and just get out there and do what makes you happy and change the world. That's what I'm doing.
Yay. You're the one who inspires other people just as much. You mentioned briefly about being interested in doing more speaking. Do you want to share a little bit about what your presentation will be about and where you might do those presentations?
So I've done a lot of presentations in the last few years for church groups and for seniors groups, and also places like the Rotary Club or Quilting Club.
Library.
Yeah, of course, for the library system. My presentation is usually geared towards downsizing seniors. It's called Clear the Clutter, Reclaim Your Life. I also can do other presentations like the harm of clutter and how it can affect your brain. And I do want to get more into talking about positivity. When you're positive and when you have a great attitude, then oftentimes you want to do more for others and for yourself. And that's when, you know, hopefully you can start doing some of that decluttering yourself. And I want to just give you the motivation and the power. So giving you more knowledge through way of my expertise on how you can get started yourself.
Yeah, that would be very helpful for people to learn any of those skills that you have to teach them. So that's great. So I'm going to ask a few silly or just fun questions to lighten it up a bit. Have you ever tried a DIY project from Pinterest and actually nailed it?
No, I like to save and pin things on Pinterest. I know my kids, actually, there was one that my daughter had pinned. It was a bowl, and you had to blow up a balloon, and then you glued buttons all over this balloon, and then you pop the balloon and there's a bowl. And I don't actually remember if it worked out or not, but that's probably the only one I can remember being a project that I thought about doing on Pinterest.
Okay. Who's your favorite artist or band, and what's your favorite song?
Well, I am an 80s alternative gal. I love Depeche Mode is actually my favorite group. Tainted Love by Soft Cell is probably my favorite song. Gets me on the dance floor all the time. So most of those songs get me on the dance floor, but I also like people like Taylor Swift and Katy Perry and Pink. Those are all great women artists as well.
If you could have lunch with any famous person, who would that be?
I really admire Ellen, and I think that that she would be a great person to have lunch with. She just seems very delightful, I guess. I don't know what the word is, but I'm sure she'd have lots and lots of stories, and it would be great to chat with her in person.
I think a lot of people respect her and what she stands for. This has been very fun to have a live. I've never done a live interview before, and I'm usually doing it over Skype, so we'll see how this turns out. And is there anything you want to add at the end here? I guess you could give your website address and that type of thing.
Sure. So basically, I work anywhere within an hour of Stony Creek Mountain. So it covers a large area. And my website, if you want to find out more, is clutterreliefservices.com. You can also find me on Facebook at Clutter Relief Services or on Instagram at Judy Clutter Relief Services. And I would love to talk to you about your project and see if I can help you out. I'm on LinkedIn as Judy Rickey, and I have a bit of YouTube presence, but I'm going to be doing more video in the next year. Definitely lots of plans on the agenda for 2020. Really excited about those.
Thank you very much, Judy.
Oh, you're very welcome, Wendy. It was lots of fun. First podcast.
Okay. I'm very grateful to Judy for taking the time out of her busy schedule to talk to me about her business. If you listen to the end of the episode, there's one last question I asked her to help us to get to know her a bit better. Judy's contact info can be found in the show notes, where there's a link to her website and her email address. If you have any feedback or recommendations for future guests that I could interview, please send me an email at contact@wendynicholson.com. My website is wendynicholson.com. And if you'd like to contribute to the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/Wendy Nicholson. You can follow me on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, and LinkedIn also. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this Virtual Life podcast, where minds meet online. Do you remember where you were on New Year's Eve, 1999, as the new millennium was starting?
Well, let me see. I would have been just turned 19 and
29.
Oh my gosh. I'm trying to get myself 10 years younger. 29. Okay. So I was married. Yeah. What did I do that? Oh, 1999, right? That was the year that we bought our first house in Burlington, right? So we had moved in December. We were just new in our house. We didn't have a lot of furniture. I'm guessing we'd probably stay at home. My ex was not much of a social butterfly, so our New Year's Eves were pretty, pretty quiet. I'm guessing we stayed at home and probably watched a movie on television.
Okay.